Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. When the price increase went up, people were very concerned about that, but it did result in very large growth of the jackpot. And as most players know, when the jackpot starts reaching a certain level, it just grows even faster and faster because sales are very, very heavy. I mean, we had a Powerball winner just in March, which is not that long ago, and to already be up to $475 million is very, it's very unusual, but it is now typical of the game since we made that change.
That's Andy Brancato from the Michigan Lottery Commission explaining why there seems to be so many giant jackpots these days. Powerball Mania, number 10. On this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the countdown. We're going to explore the items that are from number 1 to number 10, the week ending Friday, May 17th. As we review all of the hot hits in talk radio, you'll keep in the back of your mind that all this work was done by my staff and the staffers at talkers.com, which is the monitoring outfit. There is every day exciting new things about the world of talk radio. If you go to talkers.com, you can check out talk radio programs and hosts and radio stations all across the country as we determine what's going on here in terms of conversation on news talk radio stations. This week, Powerball Mania is at number 10. Number 9 on the countdown, the continuing conversation about the Cleveland captives. Here's host Chuck Powell with Kerry Dozier talking about Ariel Castro's attorneys. The claim you may have heard, the media has wrongly portrayed him as some kind of monster, and he'll be pleading not guilty to the charges of both kidnapping and rape.
Ariel Castro. Mainstream media has labeled him a monster. We have labeled him a monster. His own mother labeled him a monster. Monsters have labeled him a monster. Charlize Theron, who starred in the movie Monster, labeled him a monster. Even his own brothers labeled him a monster.
Monster, a hateful, I hope he rots in that jail. I don't even want them to take his life like that. I want him to suffer in that jail to the last extent. I don't care if he even feed him. What he has done to my life and my family's.
I feel the same way.
Monster! That's what everybody says. There's one group of people, though, that don't think that Ariel Castro, the Cleveland kidnapper, is a monster. His attorneys, who are trying to convince us, Carrie, our client is misunderstood.
These guys are the reason for lawyer jokes.
Yeah.
What do you call 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
A good start.
That's right. Just kidding. Obviously not throwing everybody into the same basket. But it is kind of funny. I mean, so for a week we have heard the horrors that went on. And you're like, wow, what kind of defense do you mount? Well, of course you don't. You just plead. And we sort of play this legal game not knowing anything. And then we have today's headline out of Cleveland.
Right. The attorneys, Jay Schlache, actually it's Schlackett, and Craig Weintraub, they have come out and said, hey, it's been unfair and offensive, their word, not mine, that the media and the community went to demonize this man before they know the whole story. You mean there's more to three women kidnapped for a decade, chosen to live in separate rooms, locked up, psychologically, physically, emotionally abused, raped, and kept from any quality of life? There's some part of this story that I've missed out on?
Wait, don't buy yet. You'll really like it when I tell you why. Or what really happened. Yeah, there's all kinds of possibilities here, and there is the remote possibility that Ariel Castro said, I'm not pleading guilty, I didn't do it. That seems really odd. That seems almost impossible, given what we know.
Yeah.
Well, what we know is a lot of media leaks. We've seen leaks of the police report. We've heard leaks about what he supposedly said when he was arrested. We've heard a lot of things, very little of it officially. But officially, what we know is that his attorneys think that there's a possibility he says, I didn't do that. It was all a misunderstanding.
Well, apparently what they're going to try to convince us of is that these girls accepted this lifestyle and enjoyed this lifestyle, and this was their life that they chose. This is what they're going to try and feed us.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit number 1, the phone call from Amanda Berry, where she says, I was held captive for 10 years and I'm free now.
Yeah.
That's not what people say when they walk out of the front door under their own free will.
Look, our system is set up that everyone has the right to a fair trial, and I 100% agree and believe that. However, it doesn't say that you have to defend somebody who is 100% guilty. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I know they have a job to do. I know that they are defense attorneys, but you don't have to take the case. Anybody that takes this case and then comes out and tries to tell us that this man was misunderstood, you know, you're not a good person. I'm sorry. And this is beyond lawyering and attorneying. You're just not a good person if you're trying to get this guy off on a misunderstanding.
Up next, O.J. Simpson, Angelina Jolie, and the immigration debate, all in the spotlight, in the focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday sale this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered on a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
This Talk Radio Countdown, number 8 on the item list, is O.J. Simpson's request for a retrial. Here are our hosts John Zach and Susan Rose talking to Las Vegas correspondent Joe Gillespie about this week's hearings. O.J. testified about why he thinks he ought to get a new trial. Remember, he was convicted of robbery and kidnapping and sent to prison. This was 4 years ago.
What happened at the hearing? You know, O.J. was on the stand for quite a while.
Well, O.J. sat there for quite a while answering questions, kind of a low-key demeanor. Visually, it's been interesting to see O.J. He hadn't been seen by the public in about 4 years. And so he ambles into the courtroom. He's got a blue jumpsuit on. He's got handcuffs on, and then those are attached to a chain at his waist. And they did loosen, take off one of the handcuffs so he could take notes. And so he was on the witness stand yesterday for a number of hours, and in a very nice, calm, kind of a calm demeanor, talking about the situation and how he didn't know there was a possible deal that had never been broached to him, money that he had spent with the attorney was supposed to be spending on expert witnesses, that didn't happen. He'd been drinking the day that he went to reclaim his memorabilia, and he certainly didn't know that anybody had a gun.
Hey, Joe, is this a big media event like past court cases involving O.J.?
You know, it's not the same. It's not the same. Time passes. I mean, let's face it, it's been a number of years now since the L.A. trial and the Dream Team, and if the gloves don't fit, you must acquit. And it's Vegas. Yes, it's drawing a lot of attention nationally, internationally, but at the same time, you know, it's Vegas, and this isn't the first time and won't be the last time we have a relatively high-profile media person in a courtroom in this town.
The item at number seven is the Angelina Jolie mastectomy announcement. Host Gene Muller and Jody Becker talked to ABC medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton about Angelina Jolie's decision to have this surgery and to announce it in such a very public way.
Jody had done a story, I believe it was about a year ago, about a woman who had this very same procedure done. And at the time, I just remember hearing it. It made such an impact in terms of, wow, that is amazing that a woman would do that. Then on the other hand, when you hear the backstory to it, when you understand about the gene and the threat that it poses to women, there are a lot of women who have gone out there and done this, and Jolita is obviously not the most high-profile person to do it and put a face to this procedure.
Yeah, and you know what? Listen, when a celebrity, especially a world-renowned celebrity of her status, comes out with a health issue like this, you know, I look at it as a positive. We're bringing increased awareness and attention to something that faces people every day. But to be clear, you know, regular, everyday women whom I see every day in my practice go through the same decisions, which can be very, very difficult, the same surgery or the same approach, and they are just as heroic as a world-renowned celebrity, as you said with that example. So, you know, I think that we need to appreciate this for what it is, and also what it isn't, and recognize that, you know, this is something that we all need to understand a little bit more about if you don't already. And men need to know about this, too, because this mutation is carried by men, and it puts them at high risk for certain cancers as well, obviously in addition to their offspring being at risk, because offspring have a 50% chance of carrying on this mutation.
Dr. Ashton, one of the things with the doctors and the patients here that I've been speaking to that have gone through this have said is, in most cases, the women who choose to go ahead with this kind of surgery have, as you mentioned, the gene or the family history where they've seen people fight cancer and in a lot of cases lose their battles or just seen how brutal those battles with breast cancer have the tendency to be. Is that what you're seeing, too, as these women, and Angelina Jolie was saying, you know, she didn't want her children to see and go through what she did when she lost her mom. Is that common with the women you treat as well?
You know, it is, and I think that we have to realize that, first of all, this is not a test for everyone. This is not a test for someone who just has an isolated case of breast cancer in their family, because unfortunately that would be, you know, a lot of us. You know, if it's for certain indications, then this type of testing is appropriate. But we have to realize that people live and battle cancer every single day.
Item at number six, immigration reform. From Countdown affiliate WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina, talk host Tara Savasius talks about the curious thing that's buried in the Gang of Eight's immigration reform proposal, one of several curious things, in fact.
The thing buried in the illegal immigration bill. If it passes, federal government comes and gets your photograph, the one that's kept down at the SCDOT, your driver's license. Lots of states have legislators have passed laws nullifying real ID acts so the government couldn't take it. Yeah, well, they're saying we're going to come get it anyway. They want to put it in a big database at Homeland Security, everybody's photograph. They can use it for biometric ID and allegedly to keep illegal immigrants from getting jobs in this country. So they can have these biometric scanners and they can tell if you're the person in the photograph. Problem is, says the ACLU, and I think they've got a good point here, the problem is they say this could be the beginning of having to get permission from the federal government for everything you do. Think everything that you have to have an ID for. Yeah, well, it pings off the Homeland Security site. They figure out who you are, and we go to doing this electronically. Well, that creates a record of everything you do that you need an ID for. Think about how many things you do. Rent a home, buy a home, buy a gun. You see where this is going. Scott writes, hey, Tara, are we talking about the same federal government that just spent years and untold tens of millions arguing against the requirement to present an ID when voting? Yes, that would be the same government. Are we talking about the same federal government that tried to thwart states from trying to ascertain the true identity and legal status of people who are arrested? Yeah, illegal immigrants. Yep, that'd be the same federal government. Every time the federal government fails, we're asked to give up more and more.
Up next, the Boston bombing investigation, latest on Syria, and some other items of interest that will pique your interest here on the Countdown Show.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back in and back at it, the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Number five on the countdown, the investigation of what happened in Boston during the marathon on CBS. Karen Anderson reports on the notes that the surviving suspect left inside the boat where he was hiding. Remember on the day that he was finally caught?
Bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev scribbled a note spelling out the motive behind the marathon attacks. CBS News has learned that note was found inside the boat in Watertown where Tsarnaev was hiding. The note called the victims of the bombing collateral damage. The mother of two survivors has a message of her own for the suspected terrorist.
We're here and we're not going anywhere.
A message of strength from the mother of two bombing survivors, learning a note was scrawled on the walls of the boat where Jahar Tsarnaev was found.
I think it's disgusting.
CBS's John Miller broke the story.
He found a pen. There was no paper, so he began to write on the interior wall of the cabin.
According to Miller, Jahar didn't mourn his brother Tamerlan. He considered him a martyr in paradise and was ready to join him there. The note says the bombings were retribution for what the U.S. did to Muslims in Afghanistan and Iraq. Boston victims were collateral damage, like Muslims are in U.S. wars. And when you attack one Muslim, you attack all Muslims.
If this bombing case goes to trial, experts say this new evidence is particularly significant, given the debate over whether past statements to investigators are admissible.
He admitted much of this to police and the FBI during the time he was interrogated, but before he was given his Miranda warnings. These writings in his handwriting in the place where he was alone during that time are certainly statements that are admissible.
These survivors and their supporters see the bombers as cowards.
These guys are all... Everybody that got hurt, they're all human beings, and, you know, it's just a cowardly, senseless act.
Their top priority is their recovery and moving forward.
Number four on the countdown is Syria. Host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking to Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian about the U.S. teaming up with Russia to deal with the problems in Syria.
The question then is anybody going to show up at a proposed peace conference between Russia and the United States?
I suppose that the big, the major headline is about this international peace conference, which is the U.S. and Russia are trying to arrange or say they are trying to arrange. The Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, met with Secretary Kerry in Europe on the sidelines of another conference on the Arctic. And apparently the Russians told Kerry military that they had a list of people that were coming from the Syrian government to participate. Of course, throughout the day yesterday, we had a series of Syrian government officials downplaying the conference. One of them said, the deputy foreign minister, that there would not be a conference if Syria did not come. The government did not come, that is, Mr. Assad. And the rebels saying at the same time that they wouldn't negotiate with Mr. Assad. So it looks like the proverbial mathematical equation squaring the circle, which is going to be impossible to do.
Now, a couple of other related kind of things to that today. The UN is supposedly going to take some sort of vote on the Syria situation.
Yes, the Arab states are trying to get the UN once again to condemn the Syrian government. I don't think that's going to pass. As a matter of fact, I'm sure it's not going to pass because the Russians, the Chinese, and their allies are on the Security Council are not likely to get to agree to it. They certainly haven't. Oh, wait a second. It's the General Assembly. I'm sorry about that. Yes. Well, I mean, the General Assembly votes are not binding
right.
votes. You have a majority that will condemn the Syrian government, but that's still not going to accomplish much.
It's like a slap on the wrist. Bad boy, stop. You know, that's about all it is.
Syria is the fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown. So let's go back to number 10, which is Powerball Mania. And then number 9, the captives case in Cleveland. Number 8 is OJ. Number 7 is Angelina Jolie. Number 6, immigration reform. Number 5, the aftermath of the bombing in Boston. Number 4, Syria. So you're probably curious about numbers 3, 2, and 1. And you'll be rewarded for your curiosity in a matter of moments here on the countdown as we roll along. Talk radio countdown.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Back we are into the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review, week ending Friday, May 17th. The weekend program that overviews the hot hits of News Talk Radio with the support from some of the News Talk television programs, up to number three on the countdown, the phone record search at the Associated Press, another scandal for the administration to deal with. Here's host Norman Stockwell talking to legal analyst Anthony Prince about the Justice Department seizing these phone records.
Originally, we heard something like 20. Now it sounds like the numbers are creeping up quite a bit. There's a lot of concern about this issue in the reporting community. What's the legal precedent for the Justice Department to be able to get these phone records?
Well, I think, first of all, Norm, that the decision of the Justice Department to serve the telephone companies with this very broad subpoena for these records without first notifying AP and requesting access to the records without going to court so that a judge could make a determination as to whether the government had a compelling interest such that it could defeat the First Amendment rights of the Associated Press. None of that happened. They bypassed the traditional route to obtaining access to these phone records, even if there was a legitimate national security interest. And so I think it's raising concerns. I mean, I don't have to add to what's already out there in the last few days. Last night I was listening to Floyd Abrams. He's probably the leading First Amendment constitutional scholar in this country, just absolutely decrying and raising the flag as to how serious deprivation of First Amendment rights this is for the press. So, again, they're using the justification of terrorism. Apparently, there was a leak with regard to a foiled would-be terrorist attack in 2012, and Justice is very concerned about how did that leak take place, and they went ahead and went after all these reporters, their personal telephones, their business phones. The scope of the subpoena went well beyond anything having to do with the purported leak into all kinds of repertorial issues. So it's a broad and very chilling effect that this action has had.
That's right. And, you know, there's an interesting twist on this story, too, because Eric Holder, the attorney general, who normally would have to sign off on this kind of a subpoena of reporters' phone records, had to recuse himself because he himself was being investigated as part of this leak investigation. Something like over 500 people in the government have been questioned so far, and they have yet to find the leaker on this story.
Yeah, I think at some point perhaps we'll find out who that leaker is. We will or we won't. But I think, that, again, the broader issue is that we see once again, you know, like we like to say, that war, truth is the first casualty. And I think then is that we are in a war. I'm not referring to Afghanistan or Iraq, which are certainly wars, but we have a war right here in the United States. And we feel that the attack on the First Amendment, the attack on the ability of the press to generate news, to do investigative journalism, to keep the American people informed, has a very broad impact on what we believe is the right of the people to know what their government is doing.
Here's Talk Host Joel O'Reilly with political strategist Kamara Clifton. They talk about what Attorney General Eric Holder had to say and what he didn't say about his department's seizing of the phone records.
Eric Holder has caught my attention. On one hand, he says with the IRS, we need to get to the bottom of it, find out who was responsible when it comes to the AP phone taps. He says, no, it wasn't me. It was somebody on my staff. Does that strike you the same way, Kamara?
Well, absolutely, but where's the new news in this, Joel? This is what he's done every single rattle out of the box when they are challenged about anything. I mean, it goes back to the very beginning of the first administration when a lot of people were upset about the thugs who showed up at voting sites and intimidated voters into not going into the polls. What did he say? I don't know. I don't know. It didn't happen. It wasn't like that. And then it's all news. It's the same rhythm and mantra and pattern that they always use. They used it for Fast and Furious. They used it for Benghazi. And now they're trying to use it with AP and with the IRS scandal. There's no new news here. They don't respect the Constitution. They don't respect Congress. They don't respect us. They don't respect the people that perceive themselves to be their partners, like the mainstream media. So I think their chickens are all about to come home for roosting. And when that happens, you can't buy off reporters with food stamps.
Okay, that's interesting. You're a political strategist. You think the chickens are about to come home to roost. If this is what they've done over and over and over and over, and there is no new news here, why do you think now is the time the chickens come home to roost?
Because they threw their partners under the bus and they got caught doing it. You know, Benghazi is only still an issue because Congress will not let go of it. The IRS scandal is an issue because people are wary of the IRS anyway. But now that, you know, these things are coming out about, you know, how they've abused the power, for people of a certain age, this is reminiscent of Nixon. And that didn't end well.
So that moves us up to number two, the Benghazi attack investigation. So how about we have some info on that next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, Ph.D. He's co-authored a parenting guide for those who thought they no longer needed one. When will my grown-up kid grow up?
When kids reach emerging adulthood, it's often a really nice time for parents because adolescence is often a struggle. And then when the kids reach emerging adulthood, what I've found and what a lot of other researchers have found is that the relationship almost always gets better. So they learn to see each other as friends rather than parent and child. But that doesn't mean it's always an easy transition. Parents realize that they need to step back. They need to give them room for making their own decisions. But they also want to stay connected. They want to have a friendly relationship with them. And so they have to learn to balance the two and to respond to what their kids want. Sometimes the kids want to be really connected, and sometimes they don't. And so parents have to adapt. And it's not necessarily an easy thing to do. In fact, in one of the questions we asked in our survey about what's the most difficult part of your kids reaching this stage of life, the parents talked about missing their kids more than anything else. They, on one hand, are happy to be able to turn their attention back to their own lives, but they love their kids and they miss being close to them on a daily basis.
Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, Ph.D., co-author of When Will My Grown-Up Kid Grow Up?
There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Talk radio, the hot hits, all the good stuff. I'm Doug Steffen. We're at number two from this week, the Benghazi attack investigation. CBS's Scott Pelley talking to Major Garrett, correspondent focusing on this sort of thing at the White House, where there was a lot of email activity released this week, about 100 of them, I think, as memory serves me.
The president called for tighter security for U.S. diplomatic facilities to prevent an attack like the one in Benghazi, Libya last year that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. Of course, Benghazi has become a political controversy. Republicans claim that the administration watered down the facts and talking points that were given to UN Ambassador Susan Rice for television appearances while Mr. Obama was running for re-election. Republicans on Capitol Hill claimed that they had found proof of this in White House emails that they leaked to reporters last week. Well, it turns out some of the quotes in those emails were wrong. Major Garrett is at the White House for us tonight. Major?
Scott, Republicans have claimed that the State Department under Hillary Clinton was trying to protect itself from criticism. The White House released the real emails late yesterday. And here is what we found when we compared them to the quotes that had been provided by Republicans. One email was written by Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. On Friday, Republicans leaked what they said was a quote from Rhodes. We must make sure that the talking points reflect all agency equities, including those of the State Department, and we don't want to undermine the FBI investigation. But it turns out in the actual email, Rhodes did not mention the State Department. It read, "We need to resolve this in a way that respects all of the relevant equities, particularly the investigation." Republicans also provided what they said was a quote from an email written by State Department spokesman Victoria Nuland. The Republican version quotes Nuland discussing, "The penultimate point is a paragraph talking about all the previous warnings provided by the agency about Al-Qaeda's presence and activities of Al-Qaeda." The actual email from Nuland says, "The penultimate point could be abused by members to beat the State Department for not paying attention to agency warnings." The CIA agreed with the concerns raised by the State Department and revised the talking points to make them less specific than the CIA's original version, eliminating references to Al-Qaeda and affiliates and earlier security warnings. There is no evidence, Scott, the White House orchestrated these changes.
Talk host John Sylvester with a caller about the way the news media has been investigating, or covering, if you will, the Benghazi attack story.
Here's what Maureen Dowd writes in the New York Times. And by the way, the New York Times editorial page doesn't think this is a big deal at all. She said the Capitol is in the throes of deja vu and preview as it plunges back into Clinton rules defined by presidential aid on the hit ABC show Scandal. As damage control goes like this, it's not true, it's not true, it's not true, it's old news. The conservatives appearing on Benghazi-obsessed Fox News are a damage patrol with an approach like this. Lies, paranoia, subpoena, impeach, Watergate, Iran-Contra. Welcome to the glorious spring weekend of accusation as Hillary goes up against Fox World. The toxic theatrics, including Karl Rove's first attack ad against Hillary, cloud a simple truth. The administration's behavior before and during the attack in Benghazi, in which four Americans died, was unworthy of the greatest power on earth. Yes, I believe that's accurate. And as I watched Rachel Maddow, and I watched Ed Schultz, and I watched a number of other people on MSNBC say, this is no big deal, nothing to see here, I realized that there are some people that just aren't willing to hold this president accountable. Do I think this is impeachment material? No. I just don't think they were forthright. I don't think they were honest. Willie and Madison.
Yeah, I don't think they really knew what was going on at the time there, and I sort of buy the military explanation, but I think whatever they do, Obama and his guys should really do whatever they can to get impeached as soon as possible. Look how well it worked out long term with Bill Clinton. Now, you know what this kind of is indicating, you know, and what we really are seeing happening now. This is the third consecutive Democratic presidency that's been largely destroyed by continuous Republican attacks and the fact that the media is heavily dominated by the right, which very few Americans believe.
Is that how deep you go with this?
Impeachment would be better at this point.
Talk host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft with terrorism expert Brad Garrett. They talk about the latest on this investigation, which was dominated by the release of those emails we were talking about a moment or two ago.
So, have you had a chance to review all these emails, and if so, what do you glean from them?
Well, I haven't looked at all of them, but, you know, my sense is sort of what I've thought all along, that this was, for lack of better terms, an argument between the CIA and the State Department on wording, and that the White House was trying to be the referee as to how can we talk about this intelligently, but not really label things or point towards particular groups. Not, I don't think, particularly well handled, but you know, was there any willful intent here to, you know, not tell the truth? I don't know that I see that.
I see it. And I think the idea that you aren't going to label things when you know that a label is applicable seems to me obviates the possibility of talking intelligently about it. So if we're not going to call terrorists, if we're not going to call acts of terrorism, if we're going to pretend that videos and spontaneous demonstrations had something to do with what occurred in Benghazi and 9/11, it seems to me that we're not serious about having an intelligent conversation regarding the circumstances where four Americans were murdered.
Well, I don't disagree with that. The only thing I can tell you is that the agenda of agencies, the State Department, for example, in particular, who want to paint, you know, a less harsh brush because they have to diplomatically deal with countries. I'm not suggesting any of it is right. All I'm telling you is because I have actually been in these meetings before where they've argued about how to talk about certain subjects and certain individuals, and particularly how they are portrayed to the host government, in this case Libya. And so that's what I see going on. I understand what you're saying. And clearly somebody should have stepped in maybe at the White House and said, this is silly. It looks like a terrorist attack. We don't know it's that. But let's just lean that direction. I suspect if somebody were recalling this, that's what would have happened.
What a happy coincidence, though, that on the eve of an election that the talking points are scrubbed of mentions of terrorism, and then they come up, which is not even mentioned in the talking points, this whole video canard.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think anybody can intelligently defend that.
That leaves us with number one, your friends and mine at the IRS. They're the next focus of our conversation, as well they ought to be, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Talk radio coast to coast. I'm Doug, and you're with us as we review the hot 10 items, the countdown, the IRS, and the investigation that follows the announcement that they were investigating the IRS, of these certain people in the IRS, investigating some 501c4s. Here's host Dana Loesch talking to Congressman Tom Price of Georgia. Price is drafting legislation to remove the IRS from any involvement with Obamacare after this scandal brought to light just how poorly managed that agency is.
Your piece of legislation that you're introducing to keep the IRS off your Health Care Act, this is the first serious step that I have seen, the first serious punitive measure in this. I hope this gets a lot of support because you share the same concerns that we all do. We can't trust the IRS with this.
Absolutely. And I was a physician before I came to Congress, and I know that the last place the government needs to be is telling patients and families and doctors what to do. And with all of the chilling revelations that have come out over the IRS just in the past 4 or 5 days, it'll take time to get to the bottom of that, but until we do, and you clearly identify the IRS as the enforcement arm for the president's health care law, until we get to the bottom of the IRS scandal that's going on right now, we must make certain that it cannot get into our health care. And I'd end it entirely, but until, at least until then. So we've got a very short bill. It's H.R. 2009-2009 that says the IRS and any of their designees may not participate in any action as it relates to the ACA, the President's health care law.
Do you think that we'll see something coming down the line in terms of perhaps freezing all of their funding? Because the president, it was just, what, a little over a year ago, he very quietly diverted $500 million to the IRS for hiring to implement Obamacare?
Yes. These things are really beginning to add up, and the wheels are coming off, and the administration, I think, is going to be looking for some lifelines. And if they want a common-sense lifeline, if they want to respect the wishes of the American people, then they would support this piece of legislation that says the IRS ought not be involved in our health care.
Talk host Frank Beckman with Marion Bauer, president of the American Patriots Against Government Excess, about what she's been through after seeking tax-exempt status for her group.
You first sought tax-exempt status from the IRS in December of 2009, I understand. Take us through exactly what happened. What sort of hoops you were required to jump through?
Well, in 2009, we applied. 2010, I needed to call to find out the tax, what had happened, because our accountant was in the middle of trying to prepare a tax return for the Tea Party. And then it hadn't been issued yet. They were behind. The gentleman that was going to be doing it was ill, I was told. In 2011, I again had to call because still nothing had been done.
Sounds like a very long illness, by the way.
Well, apparently he was so ill that they had to have other people handling his part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were giving all this work to another person. And so then in December of 2011, we got the first of our letters.
That's 2 years later. That's 2 years later, by the way, after your original request to the IRS.
Right. And one of the things that I found out through all of this is most of these people that ask for tax-exempt status are also asking for federal money. When ain't money? We just didn't want to have to pay tax on what little bit of money we did collect that we used for charitable purposes. And we got the letter. There were a lot of things in it. Apparently, they had gone online and downloaded our website, and they wanted to know, what our guest book and blog posts were, if we had a Facebook or a Twitter account. They wanted to know what made up our membership, not who, but what. But they did want officers and directors at the core of our group. They wanted to know copies of our agendas, of members' meetings. They wanted to know who our speakers were, if they were there for political reasons or if they were there for campaigning. It just got, what do we do in our meetings? How do we handle it? We always start with prayer and the pledge and end with prayer. But apparently they needed all the details of what happened during the meeting because we got another letter in February with follow-up questions to the original 17 questions. That had one of them was like list community events and then describe the purpose of the event and then provide copies of materials disseminated during the event. And then if you endorsed or opposed candidates, what did they do? And if you permitted a candidate to speak with all the other candidates invited in, it just went on and on and on. And that was just part of one question.
The IRS targeting conservative groups, most talked about topic, most itemized detail of conversation this week. On talk radio, news talk radio. So let's go over all 10 again one more time at the end of the hour. Powerball Mania and the jackpot number is 10. At 9, the Cleveland captive case as it continues to work its way through the news media and the system. OJ, speaking of the system, wants another hearing. That's number 8. Number 7 is Angelina Jolie's announcement. Number 6, the immigration reform discussion. Number 5, yet more information on the Boston bombing and bombers. Syria and their activity. Number 4, the AP phone record search. Number 3, Benghazi attack investigation is 2, and the IRS is number 1. Here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.